Chapter 14. The revelings of the goblins didn't show any signs of slowing, and I was tired of waiting, and their chants were getting annoying. I wanted to shoot them all. Stupid sing-songy goblins. Bryn Mawr might disagree with me, but he pretty much disagreed with me most of the time. The longer the goblins sang, drank, ate, and fought with one another, the worse I felt for the dragon. As she lay curled up in her cage, the goblins danced around the bars and taunted her. And why not? After all, they had captured her. But the swill they drank gave them a little too much courage. Now, if I'd seen a lock on the cage, I could have shot it with an arrow and shattered it. But this cage was solid steel bars bolted down into the stone. No lock or door in sight. The truth was, I didn't have any idea how we'd get the dragon out until we got down there. I punched Bryn Mawr in the arm. He popped open his eye and asked,
"What are you thinking, dragon?
How are we going to get the dragon out? She's sealed in that cage."
"Well, we might just have to kill them all first and figure it out later. Or we can interrogate another after another until we figure it out."
"You think we can take 30 goblins and whatever or whoever that thing on the throne is?" He peeked over the wall.
"Certainly."
Now it was my turn to grunt. The throned man, humanoid or whatever it was, bothered me. It had barely moved an inch the entire time I'd been here. It just sat in its robes, hands and feet covered, moving its head in slow nods and shakes when the goblin spoke to it. It was big, too.
Bigger than me.
Not that it bothered me. I wondered if it was the winged ape.
"Do you think it's a mage or a cleric? A sage or a druid?"
Bryn Mawr rested his warhammer on his chest, leaned back along the wall, and shrugged.
Doesn't matter what it is.
He licked his thumb and ran it along his blade.
"It'll be dead soon enough."
Being around Bryn Mawr didn't make my urges to fight any easier. He was a bad influence. I just didn't understand why I was held to a higher standard. Bryn Mawr was good and noble, but he could kill in battle without regret or consequence, it seemed. But as Father told me,
"To each kind their own purposes. Your purpose is different than theirs."
My eyes went back and forth between the dragon and the man on the throne. The thing on the throne bothered me. Mages, wizards, warlocks, and witches were all a cunning bunch. They loved traps and wards and little creatures called familiars. The familiars really kept a close eye on things and could be most anything. In most cases, small. Cats, birds, lizards, snakes, monkeys, or even a mouse. That's just a few samples. And they can be much odder things. So I'm always careful around any animals that look at me too long. But so far, in this hideout, I'd hardly seen a thing. Everything had been going well. Too well.
"Something's wrong," I said.
Bryn Mawr eyed me. He'd been around me long enough to know my instincts are often right. The commotion in the grand hall came to a stop. I felt my spine tighten from my waist to my neck. The hairs on my neck stood on end when I saw two goblins dragging another goblin in. And it wasn't just any goblin, either. It was the one we'd throttled and bribed in the woods. The goblin shoved the broken prisoner onto his knees before the throne. Its body shook as it fought against its bonds and cried out for mercy. I got the feeling that it would have been better off if we'd killed it ourselves. We could have been merciful, at least.
"Bryn Mawr, I think our time is up."
The figure on the throne chair leaned forward. The goblin cried out, only to be silenced
with a sharp blow to the back of its head from a goblin soldier. One of the guards set the coins I'd given it down on the steps. I could see the big one sitting in the middle, twinkling in the torchlight like a tiny sun. The goblin spilled his guts. I could hear the conversation. And the goblin told all that he knew, which wasn't so bad. For all he knew, or they knew, we weren't within miles of the place. How would we get in anyway? The figure in the robes sat upright at the mention of my dragon arm, however. The figure stood up, taller than I even figured. 7 feet high, at least. Then another pair of goblins, from another direction, rushed in. One was holding a grappling hook.
Uh-oh,
Renoir said, checking the straps on his armor. I slid 2 arrows from my quiver. I knocked one and bit down on the other. I knew things had been too easy.